Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
All right, what's up, everybody? What's good? What's going on? It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I was listening to the program last week, and I say that too much. I think I'm going to take that down a little bit. But anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show, everybody, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so the weather, winter has arrived, everybody. I'm sure there should be a lot of people on the show tonight because the winter weather is going on. I'm probably going to be stuck in the house tonight because I don't have my pickup truck with me at the moment. But anyway, thank you, everybody. Welcome. Those of you who will partake of my nonsense this evening, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to my boy, DJ Tiny, who does this thing Wednesday nights. It's DJ Tiny from 7 to 9, I believe it is, Eastern Time on dwildmusicradio.com. So check him out. For all you house heads, if you want to check out some house, check out my boy DJ Tiny, 7 to 9 p.m. on dwildmusicradio.com. All right, welcome, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Should be a lot of people on tonight because, as I'm sure a lot of you know, that the weather has erupted in a lot of ways. I believe the snow stopped as of right now. But, yeah, getting home was crazy because I don't have my truck right now. It's in the body shop. No, nobody hit it, but it's being painted. I won't get it back until Monday. So I didn't have my truck today. I had to drive a BMW. And the BMWs, they might be good on the dry land, but BMWs are garbage when it comes to snow, especially if you don't have, even with the four-wheel drive or the X-Drive, whatever the case may be, is I have one, and BMWs are garbage in the snow. All right, welcome, everybody. Got a lot to talk about. Shout out to Phyllis Drama Free Simpkins. I don't like to bring personal stuff onto the radio, but, you know, have you ever met somebody? If you look back on your life, a lot of us look back on our lives. Let me start with this. A lot of us look back on our lives and, you know, there's events, things that we probably, you know, we wish that we can go back and change, go back and be younger, there's a lot of things looking back on my life, there's a lot of things that I would have done different if I had known then, you know, what I know now. And there's one person. There's one person that I really wish that I had never met, you know, and I don't like to bring this stuff on the radio, but this is therapeutic for me. There's one person that I really wish I had never met, someone I wish I could erase their memory, erase ever meeting them and erase everything that came, you know, behind them. And sometime before this radio show was over, I'm going to mention her name, Rhonda Lynette, she goes by on Facebook. And, you know, it's just someone I just wished I'd never, ever, ever met. And someone who I regret to this day ever, you know, I would have been better off getting hit by a truck on the way to meet her rather than getting there safely and meeting her. That's how I feel about this. Shout out to Joseph Boyd. She goes by the name of Rhonda Torse. That was her maiden name. She's Rhonda Eaton now. She got married. And just the biggest mistake, the worst mistake that I ever made. So if there's anything that I could go back and change about my life, she would be it. All right, everybody, welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I just said that I say that too much. I'm going to stop trying to say that now. Shout out to Jazzy Jess. Phyllis Drama Free. Shout out to Phyllis Drama Free Simpkins. She says, yes, I have a couple also. Yes, it's just one person. Just one person, Rhonda Eaton. Just one person I wish I'd never, ever, ever met. Wish ever, never met. In anything coming from that meeting, I wish I could just erase. Anyway, yeah, shout out to Jesse Jess, who just joined us. Phyllis Drummer Free Simpkins says she has a couple. I've only got one. She's the only one. Everybody else I'm okay with. But anything I've ever done in my life that was wrong, that was one thing that I should have avoided like the plague, and I didn't. And now, you know, I'm under siege by this person who is just a liar and, you know, and not to be trusted. All right, everybody, it's a couple minutes past the hour. You know what you're listening to. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to all the folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show intently every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. The ratings are going up. So I want to thank everybody who does partake in my nonsense every Thursday evening. It's the Ron Kelly Show. So we have a black security guard. We just had this thing that happened in Midlothian, wherever that is. The black security guard shot by the police. You know, so peace be upon this young brother. Goes by the name of this young brother was killed. Jamel Roberson. And see, and this stuff keeps happening, you know, and we don't do anything about it. But let me get to this now. Shout out to Wayne Smith. Shout out to former Irvington Mayor Wayne Smith. Honored to have you here, sir. Yes, Jazzy. Shout out to Jazzy Jess. Yeah, it's painful. It's painful because when you trust somebody and they lie to you, you know, it's just, you know, some people are just like children. They don't know how to make a decision on their own. And she's one of them. All right. So we have this security guard. So peace be upon this brother. Goes by the name of Jamel Roberson, a 26-year-old security guard who worked at this place called Manny's Blue Bar in Robbins, where the heck is that? Robbins, Illinois. Yes. This young brother, security guard, armed security guard, had his license and everything. This brother, Jamel Roberson, 26-year-old, who played the organ at different churches. He was a musician. So here we have another person who was a church, just like the brother in Texas, who was killed by this young white police officer who was claiming that she was tired. And, you know, the fix is already in, ladies and gentlemen. The fix is already in. The fix is in already. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Shout out to Diana Glenn. Oh, I got it. You know, and I left a card downstairs in my car. Diana Glenn. Look, okay, I'll get to that. I'll do a little spot for Diana Glenn in just a few minutes. Shout out to Diana Glenn. Welcome to the program. So we have this young brother, the 26-year-old Jamel Roberson, who was a security guard, armed security guard, had a license to have a weapon, and he was gunned down by a white police officer, white Midlothian Illinois police officer. So we had this man. Now there was a man in the bar who had was a suspect that had allegedly had shot some people or shot at some people in the bar. So this young brother, this young courageous brother, who had aspirations of being a police officer, by the way, subdues this suspect, has him on the ground, has his gun in the man's back. Now, here's where it gets, and this stuff just pisses me off to no end, with these cops continuing to gun down our people, even when they're trying to do the right thing. So this is where it gets dicey, because there are the black witnesses who are never, ever called upon, you know, the police officers wind up being witnesses for themselves. So the witnesses say the black folks who were at this bar, who went outside after all, ran outside rather, and the witnesses say that they told the police that the young man was a security guard. This is what the witnesses said. They told the police officers. When the police officers approached this young man, the folks who had been in the bar and who subsequently came outside, you know, we're hearing that they told the police officers that the young man was a security guard. Now, the Midlothian police chief says, Midlothian police chief Daniel Delaney says one of his officers encountered a subject with a gun and shot. Encountered a subject with a gun and shot. Okay. Now, Illinois State Police issued a statement saying that a Midlothian police officer encountered a subject in plain black clothing with no markings, readily identifying him as a security guard, armed with a gun. This is about the BS. I want to say the word, but I can't. This is the BS. This is the BS. Because there are these shooters, and some of these shooters who just going on and shot people randomly. The Dylan Roof, who shot the 8 or 9 parishioners in the church in Charlotte, North Carolina. And then the man who shot the 11 Jewish parishioners in the synagogue. I mean, these people, I believe he killed himself, but some of these random multiple victim shooters survive. Many of them survive these onslaughts. They survive. I believe the killer from the synagogue, the Jewish synagogue in Pittsburgh a couple of weeks ago, survived. And this is the okie doke. This is what the police officers do. This is what they do. They're Silas Willie Moody. They're circling the wagons and they start making up excuses right away. He had no markings. This man is dead. This 26-year-old man who had a young daughter is dead. He was a security guard who had aspirations to be a police officer, and now he's dead. And see, this is what they do. This is what police officers do. They circle the wagons for each other. I mean, to have another police agency investigate, it makes no difference. It's garbage how they say, we'll turn it over to the state police. You might as well turn it over to you. It's ridiculous. I mean, really think that the Illinois State Police are going to throw one of their own under the bus? I mean, do you really think that? And see, this stuff goes on all the time. All the time we just sit by and we let it go. We sit by and we let it go. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about, I'm going to weave my way into this. It's about a sucker being born every day. I'm going to weave my way into this. So we have this young man who was killed by the police. And once again, we were all sitting around doing nothing. So what makes anybody think that nothing's going to happen? So here's the deal. Shout out to Willie Moody, I believe, who just clicked in. So here's the deal. So the police already are making up excuses. One police department says he wasn't wearing anything that made it, he wasn't wearing a security guard's uniform, says one police agency, the Illinois State Police. The Midlothian Police Department says that he ignored verbal commands. And you see, it's one excuse after another. One excuse after another. Now, one of the witnesses, Jakea Woods, told WBEZ, which is a local station out there, Miles Bryant, a reporter, said that he was wearing an orange vest and a hat marked security. She said it was absolutely clear that he was a security guard. She says that the Midlothian officer came out of the club's back door, weapon drawn, and ordered Roberson to get on the ground. Before he says ground, he fires his first shot, she said, adding that she's not been interviewed by investigators. See, here's the thing, because they don't want to know the truth. Now, the truth of the matter is that once again, a white police officer with itchy trigger fingers blew away this young brother. This is what happened. And this stuff keeps happening over and over and over again, and we just sit by and let it happen. We cannot continue to let our people get gunned down by the police. And then we have black police officers. I'm not going to mention no names. Absolutely. Phyllis Drama Free Simpkins. The cops cover for each other. Yeah, and then people are going to Then you have black police officers, some who I know personally, who come on Facebook and with black bands over the badge and all of this and saying that they're sad. But no, who's sad for the person who got killed? Who's sad for this young man, 26-year-old Mr. Jamel Roberson? Who's sad for him? Who is sad for him? This is ridiculous. And the shameful thing about it is that he ignored commands. That's the very thing they said about Botham Jean, the young man who was killed by the police officer, Amber Geiger, the Dallas police officer who did two shifts. So her excuse was that she was tired. And the first thing they said, he ignored verbal commands. How the hell are you going to run up in somebody's house and verbally command them to do anything? See, this is the okey-doke. This is what we fall for. This is the okey-doke that happens every time. Whatever happened with the case in Dallas? Who knows? Black folks continue to get gunned down, and we continue to sit around and not do anything. Now, I'm not saying we should kill the police or start a riot or anything like that, but I'm saying we just sit around, and this is going to continue to happen. This young man was protecting this establishment. And the fact of the matter is that the police officers, when they see us, they're afraid of us. They see a problem. This is what the police officers are told in when they go to the academy. This is what they're told. This is what they're told. Now, in 2011, Kenneth Chamberlain Sr. was shot by police in White Plains. You see, there was a White Plains police officer who got killed. He was catching the suspect here, but he was subduing a suspect, and he was killed. So yeah, shout out to Diana Glenn. It says, now to get away with it again. Yeah, now to get away with it again. What do we do? We're sitting up and cheesing up, and I'm going to dive into this as soon as I come back from the break about this past, because I didn't even look at the local results for the elections. I didn't even take a look. I didn't look until recently. And I made some pretty astute observations. I want to talk about that and a whole bunch of other stuff. But this is ridiculous. Another black person gets gunned down, and what happens to them? Nothing. He failed to follow commands. And see, that's the new thing now. That's the new thing. Because some of the other stuff got shot down, so now they're coming up with new stuff. Failed to follow commands. Before it was, I feared for my life. That was the big one. I feared for my life. See, but I feared for my life kind of, you know, lost its, fear for my life kind of lost its appeal. So now they say the excuse now for killing a black man is that he didn't follow the rule. He didn't follow commands. He ignored verbal commands. That's what it is now. Shout out to Jazzy Jess, who says, cops are trained to shoot and kill and destroy black people. They view our skin color weapon. Well, I wouldn't go that far, Jazzy, just to say the cops are trained to kill black people. But I think that they are I don't think it's part of the academy. I don't think it's part of the. They don't have a class on how to kill a black person. But I do think that there are environments that police officers spend time in that. I think there are environments that grow, for lack of a better word, grow this type of behavior. There are environments that grow this type of behavior. But, you know, shout out to Diana Glenn who says, well, she said one word, value. And yeah, black life is not valued by white police officers. Not all, some, but not all. I wouldn't say all white police officers. are killers of black people. I wouldn't say that. You know, I wouldn't say that. But I do think that, you know, I do think that something needs to be done about this, because this man was killed. And here we go. You know, there's a disconnect between black people and white police officers. There's a disconnect somewhere. You know, the black person is considered to be a criminal no matter what they're doing. Gun license, no gun. I mean, black police officers, whatever the case may be, considered to be a criminal. You know, now all these police officers are racist. Well, I can't say that for a fact, but I think that some of them are. I think that some of these police officers who kill black people, and I've been talking about this forever. Every time a black person gets killed by police, I'm up here on my soapbox talking about it. But nothing ever happens, and we never do anything about it. Now, I'm not saying we should go out and kill police officers or anything like that, and I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm not saying we should go out here and burn down our neighborhoods, and, you know, but we have to let our feelings be known. We have to let the powers that be know how we feel. And I don't mean through Facebook and stuff like that. I mean by large gatherings across America. We'll take a break. We'll come right back with more of this nonsense. With the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC.
Man, no, they are not. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com and RonKellyShow.com. Shout out to my nephew, Charles W. Turner III. Shout out to my nephew down south, where they just chilling, because I'm pretty sure that there's no traffic, there's no weather down there. But yes, once again, we have a black police officer, and then we have a black security guard killed. I've seen, I've been an armed security guard. You know, that could have been me. That's why it's close to my heart to see this brother, and I know what it is to be out there trying to protect the establishment, and you're not really a police officer, so you don't have the power of police, you don't have the power to arrest. Well, I did, because I was a constable too. But you know, for this man to be 26 years old, killed, and then for this, see, the insult, right? You can look him up on NPR's website, NPR Radio, and there's a picture of him with his 9-month-old son. Cutest little kid you ever wanted to see. And see, and the insult is what we're being told. That's, and you should be insulted by that. You should be insulted that they're going to tell you that he ignored verbal commands. You should be insulted when they try to tell you that he wasn't properly fitted with security guard gear. You should be insulted by that. I'm very insulted by that. I mean, what kind of fool do you think I am that I'm going to fall for okie doke and you're going to tell me that the man didn't have uniform on and that's why you shot him, or he ignored your commands, that's why you shot? No, you shot him because he was black. The white police officer shot him because he was black. And I'm not a race baiter like some people like to call me. I know plenty of white people. Hang out with them on Monday nights. It's cigar lounge. There's only two of us that are black. There's about 18 other people who are white. We all sit at the same table. We talk and we cut up and we relate to each other. So it's not about me being a race baiter like some people like to call me, because I'm not a race baiter. But this is a problem. This is a problem, America, where black folks are getting gunned down. And then you're going to turn around and tell me, oh, well, he didn't have a security guard on, uniform on. When all of the witnesses out there, those who, and you know, the people, they didn't want to know who's telling the truth. What's going on, Gil? What's going on, Gilly? I don't know if I'm going to make it to JR tonight because I don't have my pickup truck. So I'm not going to get it back until Monday. So I don't know if I'm going to make it to JR. I would love to go, but, man, these BMWs is complete trash in the snow. I just barely made it home from work. I'm just so depressed, ladies and gentlemen. You know, some women like Rhonda Eaton. She goes by the name of Rhonda Lynette on Facebook. Just wish I'd never met her. You look back on your life. I mentioned this earlier in the program. You look back on your life and there's events and some things that you wish that you could change, things that you wish. I wish I could just take an eraser and just erase her ass out of my life or ever being in my life. I wish I could do that, but I can't. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Okay. Gil's home tonight. Okay. All right, Gilly. Well, maybe we'll see you there tomorrow night if they get the roads together. Shout out to Lamont Gates, Real Social Talk on Blog Talk. I don't know if he's still doing it. I haven't seen him on in a while. But you check out Lamont Gates' page for more information. Yeah, so we killed a man. So and this is an insulting thing. I'm very insulted. Oh, he didn't have on a security guard. Neither did I. When I was a armed security guard, neither did I. No. Oh, well, he ignored verbal commands. He had an armed suspect on the ground. He's supposed to put his gun down and possibly get shot by the person that he was. I mean, I just got a headache from this. This young brother, Jamel Roberson, 26 years old, wanted to be a police officer. And he's protecting the community, someone who played the organ at the churches. You see, because it used to be, you know, at one time it was the bad guys, the bad black guys who got killed. You know, I mean, if you take a shot at the cop and he shoots you, I mean, what can we say? So it's not about black or white. If a white cop kills a black man who pulled a gun on him, or if the man tried to take his gun or whatever the case may be, and you say, oh, well, you know, he bought that. But not this young man. He was 26 years old, was trying to guard this facility, this bar. And see, they don't talk to the people who know what the truth is. Everybody was yelling to the police officer, he's the security guard, don't shoot, he's the security guard, don't shoot. And do they interview any of those people? No. They don't interview any of those people. Shout out to Tuffy Ali. Yeah, shout out to Diana Glenn. Excuses. Oh, he ignored verbal commands. Yeah, that's the same thing they said about the brother Botham Jean, who was also 26 years old, who was killed when this police officer who parked on the wrong floor and went to the wrong apartment. Now, how often does anybody go, I don't care how tired I am, I don't go in there anywhere. I know where my house is, no matter what. And just like the Dallas police officer, Amber Geiger, who said that she was had worked a double shift and she was tired and she parked on the wrong floor and she went in the wrong house and she killed this young man. How's she getting this house? You know what I'm saying? And we just sit by, well, you know, say a few words on Facebook and keep it moving. You see, you're not going to, you're going to sit around a lot of us have sons. I had two young sons out here running around, possibly be the next ones. So I'm concerned about this. This is crazy. Jamel, and I wish I had the time. I wish God, please, bless me with one day to have the time to do my show from some of these places, to go out to some of these places, to rally the troops, because we got to stop sitting around and allowing these police officers to kill us. And like I said, then you have black police officers who come on Facebook weeping when another police officer gets killed, but say nothing about the person who police officers kill. This man was doing his job. He was doing his job, and he got killed. And then they turn around and say, I mean, what kind of effing fools do you think we are? He ignored verbal commands. Oh, he wasn't wearing the proper gear. And the people at the bar, see, you know what it is? You know, black folks lie. You know, that's another myth amongst white police officers. Black folks lie. You know, when their stomach starts moving in and out, you know, like we have these traits about us, you know, certain things. Like if our stomach moves in and out, I've actually heard a police officer say that when their stomachs move in and out, they're lying. I heard a police officer say that More often than not, black folks, when you pull over a black person, they have drugs and guns in their car. I heard a former police officer actually say that to me. I nearly fell out of my chair. He said, more often than not, when you stop a black person, they got guns and drugs in their car. I said, oh, really? Is that really how you feel? I was floored by that. So it's not just people, black folks getting killed, like running from the police. Now it's people who are protecting and serving in their own way, and they get gunned down. This is ridiculous. This is totally ridiculous. 23 minutes past the hour. So the midterms are over. It looks like our dreams of Andrew Gillum being the first black governor of Florida, went up in smoke, so to speak, because he is not going to be the governor of Florida. But he had a very good showing. He did well, but he couldn't, Ron DeSantis and the white GOP. Shout out to Louis. How do you spell Louis Zichichi? How do you spell to say Louis' name? Louis Zichichi. Zichichi. Louis Zichichi. I think that's the way he spelled it. What's going on, Louis? This is my buddy Louis. He's a Trump supporter, but I like Louis because he's not an obnoxious, nasty Trump supporter like most of them. So anyway, we got to do something about this. We have to do something about this. This is crazy with this young man. So peace be upon this young brother, Jamel Roberson, who was out there doing his job, and he got slaughtered by a Midlothian police officer. Didn't the Illinois State Police have the nerve to come along and say, oh, well, he ignored verbal commands, or he wasn't wearing the proper gear? I mean, give me a break. He didn't have the proper skin color. That was the problem. He didn't have the proper skin color, and that's why he got killed. So don't give me that nonsense. Louis Zichichi. Okay, I think I got it right. All right, Louis, see you next time over at JR. All right, everybody, it's just 32 minutes have passed. It's 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. You know what time it is. And Tuesday night, you can check out my homeboy, Keith Hall, who does University 80s on my old station, the Fishbowl Radio Network. You can check the University 80s out. It's Keith Hall is the host of the Universe of the 80s. It comes on every Tuesday night. I think it's 9 to 11 Central Time. It's 8 to 10 East, 9 to 11 West. Central Time, I should say, is a show that originates from Texas. You can check out my boy Keith Hall. It's Universe of the 80s, and it's on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay. Yes, Louie. Yes. See you tomorrow night, Lou. Absolutely. Shout out to Silas Lee, my homeboy from Interstate Waste Services. I'll be back, Silas. Trust me, I'll be back. They're not saying anything about it because you know how they do. They hate to lose. My brother Silas Lee, my buddy from IWS where I used to work, I'll be back. They're not talking about it, and they're not going to talk about it because you know how arrogant and bullheaded they are, brother Silas. But I'll be back. Trust me. January, February the latest. I'll be back. Okay. So, so we have the situation now. And I was watching, some of y'all, the stepping and the fetching it and the kikiing and some of these banquets that a lot of us went to, it's almost embarrassing to watch some of the stepping and the fetching it and that some of y'all be doing, when it comes time to be, when it comes to election time. You're drinking the same Kool-Aid every year. You're drinking the same Kool-Aid every 4 years, up in these banquet halls, kikiing and grinning and smiling with some of these candidates. And what have they done for you? Especially the Democrats. What have they done for you? What have any of these people done for you? And I see a lot of y'all taking pictures with Murphy and some of these other people and some of the Democrats. I'm not beating down Democrats. I'm talking about both sides. And a lot of y'all are kikiing and smiling and cheesing and grinning and, taking all these pictures and all of these, and what have these people done for you? I was looking at the, you know, those purple and yellow signs. You can put anybody on that sign and they'll win. You can put anybody on that sign. You can put even me on that sign, as much of a lightning rod as I am in the community. You can put me there and I would win. Shout out to Michael Bishop. Shout out to Donnie Wilson. Yeah, you can put me on one of those purple and, y'all know what I'm talking about, the purple and yellow signs that the Democrats put out. And you can put anybody on that sign and they'll win. And just everybody on the sign wins every time. When the sheriff, Spiziale, stepped down, they put in Sheriff Burdick, or they put in Lieutenant Burdick from Clifton Police. They put him on there. Boom, he won. They put this new lady on here, Imhoff, to be the county clerk. Boom, she won. The three freeholders they put on the sign, boom, they won. You know, and we sitting up here, I mean, because they're cheesing with these people and, you know, all these, up in these banquets and, you know, you think you're doing something, you're not doing nothing, you're being used, you're being a fool. Just like P.T. Barnum said, there's a sucker born every minute. Yeah, there is a sucker born every minute. Y'all sit up there in these banquets at the Brownstone and some of these other places and be kikiing and cheesing and, you know, just having a good old time with these candidates. And then when they get elected, what happens to you? See you in 4 years. See you in 2 years, whatever the term is. You know, it's just ridiculous. Yeah, you know, it's just ridiculous. I know a lot of Democrats. I know they're going to be pissed off with me. But either, you know, but I'm telling the truth here. And it's not just about Democrats and Republicans, too. But not in this area, because this is not a Republican area. But we have to get something for our largesse, ladies and gentlemen. We have to get something for kicking with these people. We have to get something for supporting these people. For you know, some of us leaders in the community, and we're taking selfies with these people. We're actually promoting them. But what are you getting? What is the community getting? You know, everybody's kikiing with Andre Sayre, and I like Andre Sayre. You know, I'm taking, you know, step off a second from my national audience. I like Andre Sayre. This is not just about Patterson, but I like Andre Sayre. But here we go. More tax hikes, 2% tax hike. Before you can even make the seat warm, boom, 2% tax hike. That y'all have to pay, because I don't live in Patterson no more. But once again, nothing changes. And y'all be kikiing and grinning and stepping and fetching and, you know, bowing to the master. And what do you get? So now the elections are over. You got Murphy's in there. Murphy's the new governor. What's in it for you? What's in it for you? Those of you who supported him, now what's in it for you? What are you going to get out of that? I'll tell you what you're going to get out of it. Nothing. Nothing. So I don't know what it is with us, where we want to kiki and take selfies with these candidates like they're celebrities. So they're not celebrities. They're just like me and you. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who says Green parties would be cool to vote for, but it's a vote thrown away because they won't win. So you must choose between the lesser of the two evils. He said between the two parties. Which policy best represents what you want? Neither one of them. Neither one of them, Lamont Gates. Neither one of them. Because when y'all was up there kikiing and cheating, you should have asked him, what are you going to do about police misconduct? What are you going to do about brothers getting killed just for doing their job? I've been an armed security guard. I've done that job many times. And just thank God the police officers who patrol that neighborhood knew who I was. Or I might have been the next one to get gunned down. And like I said, I don't want to segue back to that again, like some other people came on that I wanted to talk about. It's just insulting. Oh, he didn't follow command. So you kill him? Is that what it is? You kill him because he didn't follow command? Was the gun pointed at you? No, the gun was not pointed at you. And then the Illinois State Police. Oh, well, he didn't have proper ID, or he didn't have proper... He wasn't wearing a security officer uniform. Maybe he wasn't, but the people who were yelling to you that he was a security guard, I mean, did that give you pause to reflect? Like, okay, well, let me see what this is about. No, you shot him anyway. You got 50 people out there telling you that the man's a security guard, because all the people who were inside ran outside when the incident happened. So when the police showed up, they got 50 people telling you he's a security guard. You shot him anyway. And some police officers just don't value black life. Black life does matter. And then people come with this blue lives matter. And this, I mean, come give me an effing break. Yeah, all lives matter. But we're not talking about all lives. We're talking about black lives. We're talking about black folks who are getting killed on a regular basis. Broke my heart to see that brother shot in the car. Daughter sitting right behind him. Now, what if the bullet would have went through him and hit his daughter? But this idiot police officer, one of the biggest clowns I've ever come across, who shot this man four times while his girlfriend's front seat, daughter is behind him. It's just ridiculous. And the man had his gun. He told the police officer he had a gun. I have a gun in his license. Okay, boom, that's it. That should be the end of it. This just breaks my heart. This young man, 26-year-old Jamel Roberson, you see a picture of him and his daughter. If you go into NPR, NPR.org, NPR National Public Radio website, and there's a picture of him and his 9-month-old son. Cute little kid. Now we'll have to grow up without him because he was killed by these, I'm going to say, racist police officers. Yes, I will say that. And you're long, shout out to Lamont Gates. You're right. But you vote for the Green Party is throwing your vote in the garbage because you know the Green Party will never, ever win anything in America. Nothing. The Green Party. You see, because the way politics is not set up to do the right thing. You know, and I've said this on a program prior to this one. You know, it's not about doing the right thing, being, you know, you can't go into politics thinking you're going to do the right thing. You're going to lose. Because you can't go into politics and think you're going to do the right thing. Look what happened to President Obama. You know, with the soaring speeches and all the stuff he used to do, and a speech in a park where there were 2 million people there. Keep hope alive and all of this stuff. And then when he got in there and he saw what it was about, and the whole thing changed. Shout out to Diana Glenn that says, yes, that was terrible. And like I say, they just get away with it. That's what I do when I get stopped. I let them know that I have a weapon and pray they don't shoot. But they don't shoot women so far. Diana Glenn, so you're all right. Diana Glenn, you know, speaking of Diana Glenn, nobody can fix your credit. So if somebody comes along and tell you they can fix your credit, they're lying. Nobody can fix your credit. Right. You know, a lot of us fall for the okey-doke about getting your credit fixed. Nobody can fix your credit, you know. But you can hire a credit consultant who can tell you, give you the best advice on how to get your credit situation better. And I tell you, it's a full-time job trying to work on your credit. That's why you need to have an expert, somebody who knows what they're doing. And that's where Diana Glenn comes in at. Diana Glenn is a credit consultant. And you can go on her Facebook page, Diana Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Go on her Facebook page, and I'm sure the information is there where you can contact her, and she can actually help you get your credit together because nobody can fix it. Nobody can fix your credit. You're not going to get an instant score increase overnight. Nobody can do that unless you can find somebody who can hack into Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. You know what I'm saying? Unless you can find somebody to hack into those three major credit bureaus, your credit is not going to get fixed overnight, but you can get some help. You can get some advice on how to get your credit in better order, what to pay, what to challenge. There's a lot of things you can do. So instead of you trying to do it yourself, let Diana Glenn help you. So go on our Facebook page, Diana Glenn, is D-I-A-N-A-G-L-E, G-L-E-N. I'm so used to calling her Diana Watkins from back in the day, but Diana Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. Go on her Facebook page, and you can get the information you need to contact her to get back on the road. to get in the car without 20% interest, which I've been through. All right, buddy, it's 13 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Snow. I wonder if I got to go to work tomorrow, because I'm thinking, as I'm working out in the field, I'm like, you know, I don't know. I may, you know what, I'm trying to find a reason. Because I was trying to get home today, and I got a BMW that I've been driving because my pickup truck is in the body shop being painted. And, boy, I missed it because, you know, getting home, I was slipping and sliding on little inclines. The BMWs, they are great cars on dry ground. They are the best. There's no better car than a BMW on dry ground. But snow, it's a wrap. And I just barely made it home today in my BMW. It's garbage. No problem, Diana Glenn, my sister. Hope to see you again. We can go down to the Steak and Take one day on Jewett Avenue down there and have dinner like we did last time. It was beautiful seeing you. Thank God that we're all still here. We're old now. So yeah, so I'm trying to get home today, and it's the weather. You know, I'm a little incline, and my car is sliding. You know, the BMW, you can't floor a BMW. It won't allow you to floor it if the wheels are spinning. I'm finding stuff about this car every time I turn around, and you can't floor it. So I'm trying to floor it, but it won't allow you to floor it. It won't do it. You know, and I'm flooring the car trying to get it to go forward, and it's not even. Something with the car, the way it's hooked up, it won't allow you to floor it. So you can't, like, spin the wheels out. It won't allow you to do it. So it's hard getting home, but No, I won't. But it was hairy getting home, though. You know. But anyway, you know, I mean, I apologize to my listeners for bringing, you know, talking about somebody who I personally hate. But, you know, you just get so frustrated with some people. It's just liars, and you know, oh my God. Anyway, so we need to hold these politicians accountable, and we need to you know, what are you getting? What am I getting for my vote? What am I getting for my largesse? What am I getting? What am I getting for supporting you? What am I getting for, you know? I mean, it's not just about being paid on election day, like you're monitoring the polls, or you're out handing out leaflets. I mean, it's not just about that. What am I getting? What are you going to do for me? What can you do for me? And see, every year we fall for the okie doke. Every year we fall for the okie doke. Cheesing up in these banquets, paying $150, $200 to be seen. I could care less. I don't give a damn. I could care less of who I'm seeing. I don't even take pictures with. I take pictures with regular people. I don't really even take pictures with celebrities or politicians anymore. You know, because I know most of them. And so it's not thrilling to me. But you know, before you vote for people, before you show up at these banquets and you pay your hard-earned money to be with these people, find out what you're getting. Bring up the issues that affect Black folks. Bring up the issues about police killing Black people who are just out there doing their job. See, nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to talk about the police. It's hush-hush. You know, and it's bad enough that we do that. The police do that. Then we do it too. Nobody wants to talk about the police, the town council, the mayor. Nobody wants to talk about the police. Oh, keep it quiet. Shh, shh, shh. You know, I mean, come on. What kind of crap is that? Nobody's above reproach. The mayor, the police, the fire department, the nobody. When it comes to police, everybody wants to keep their mouth shut. Oh, don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing. I mean, come on. So next year, next time the elections come around, find out what you're going to get. Find out what you're going to get. Stop voting for people and not getting anything for your vote. It's not just about exercising your voice. It's about getting what you want. It's about finding somebody who's going to help you get what you want. So, you know, it ain't about just vote and let your voice be heard. Your voice don't get heard. Your voice don't get heard. Your voice is one of millions of people who vote all across this country. Your voice is heard when you go to the debates. That's when your voice is heard. When you ask questions of a candidate. Hey, what are you going to do about this? What are you going to do about that? That's when your voice is heard. Not, you know, because you took a picture with somebody. Who cares? 8 minutes before the hour. So, yeah, so we have this young black man, you know, really hurts my heart to see this stuff continue to happen. It really does. This young man who had a little baby, 9-month-old baby, cutest little baby you ever seen in your life, will now grow up without a father because this overzealous white police officer murdered him, basically. And none of the folks who were in that bar were interviewed by the police. None of them. You see, because they came up with their own theory of the crime, and it was a crime. The police chief, Daniel Delaney, I encountered a subject with a gun and shot him. Illinois State Police, a Midlothian police officer encountered a subject in plain black clothing with no markings. Really, I mean, there was most of that was excuse. And it starts with the word subject. No, it starts with the word subject. Subject in plain black clothing with no markings, readily identify him as a security guard, armed with a gun in the West parking lot. So when these mass shooters blow up, you know, movie theaters, I mean, did you know what his intentions were? Sure you did. Is he in jail now? Yes, he is. And many of these mass shooters, Dylan Roof, when you finally tracked him down, did you know what his intent? He just killed 9 people. Did he get killed? No. Dylan Roof, the white boy who killed 9 parishioners in that church in Charlotte, North Carolina. Now, you know what his intentions. He was caught after he did it, and you knew it was him. Shout out to Aaron Maisto. And you knew it was him, but did he kill him? Did they kill him? No, they didn't kill him. The Colorado movie shooter who they caught. And they knew for a fact that he had killed multiple people. Did he get shot? No. And many of these people, unless they kill themselves, they don't get killed. Now, I believe that the gunman in the synagogue, God, peace be upon those 12 folks who passed on because of this psychopath, I believe that he killed himself. But he would have lived just like a lot of these killers live. Black folks don't live. We can't, we got to be, you know, you got to just be on the ground with your hands behind your back in a prone position with your legs crossed. That's how you have to do. Before you don't get shot by a police officer. So you can call me race baiter, you can call me whatever you want to call me. But I'm going to speak up for our people. And this is ridiculous. And like I said, these excuses, I say it over and over again. Illinois police, oh, he wasn't properly dressed. Midlothian police chief, a subject with a gun. He was holding somebody on the ground with his knee in his back, with his gun in his back. When officers from neighboring middle. Now these weren't even officers. This happened in Robbins. And the mayor of Robbins said that this probably wouldn't have happened if his police officers had been gotten there first. So a GoFundMe page has been set up for this young man. And thank goodness, there's a GoFundMe page for Jamel Roberson that has raised $145,000 in 3 days. You see, folks know, a lot of these folks are probably white folks. Jonathan Feldman is probably a Jewish man. Zach Burdick, Caroline Sampaio. Judy Oz. See, these are white folks. Katie from Bogacki. I mean, these are white folks. Because they see what the hell is going on here. And I'm definitely going to go on after the show is over. I'm going to go on and donate some money too. So the goal was $150,000. $145,000 has been raised for this young man so far. $145,000. Which is beautiful. So this young man, so his son will have some. So the son will probably, you know, have a better life. So the son have a better life. And shout out to the people, the 4,000 or so, 4,400 people have donated. In 3 days, they've raised $145,000 to Jamel Roberson. I'm posting it on Facebook now to for this young man. And I, too, will donate some money to this worthy cause. This is terrible. This is terrible. But, you know, $145,000 has been donated to this young man. It's a beautiful thing. All right, everybody, it's time for me to get out of here. It's about 2 minutes and change left to the program. Thanks for joining me. I really didn't want to go on today because this woman is just driving me crazy. Just a big, huge mistake. Huge mistake. I wish I could erase it from my memory, but I can't. So anyway, so I'm going to break out of here, everybody. Thanks so much. 90 seconds left of the program, as the big mouth just said. So we'll be out of here. So maybe get out of here. I'll talk to you guys next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. Be careful in this weather, and, you know, it's going to just think warm. Just a couple of months ago, it was 100 degrees. We'll get there again. So everybody, take care of yourself, and remember, be nice to somebody you don't know, because you never know when somebody you don't know might have to be nice to you. Take care. I'm out.